Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Ann Bryce. This week on AK, eagles up close. Each fall, thousands of bald eagles flock to a stretch of the Chilkat River about 20 miles north of Haines. The birds fly there for a late chum salmon run, and it's one of the largest gathering of eagles in the world. Dozens of people travel to witness the raptors each year, filling up almost every hotel room in Haines. From member station KHNS, Emily Files has the story.
Well, they have a fish, and two more kind of flew in eyeing it, but so far the first guy still has it.
Laura Ferraro is standing on the edge of the Chilkat River watching bald eagles fish for salmon. Ferraro describes herself as a serious hobby photographer. She has a camera on a tripod in front of her with a huge lens.
Yeah, it's probably close to 2 feet. Long, so it's pretty heavy, probably 8.5 pounds just for the lens.
Ferraro is from Orange County, California. She's visited here once before to photograph the eagles.
They're a beautiful bird. They're, you know, they symbolize freedom, and it's really fun getting the interactions with them here when they try and steal the fish from each other.
Ferraro is not alone on this bank of the Chilkat River. Half a dozen photographers are clicking away. They're here during the Bald Eagle Festival. It's a week-long event Haines holds each November to capitalize on the influx of visitors. Like Richard Barrett, who has traveled even farther than Ferraro. Barrett is an amateur photographer from the UK.
Quite a difficult place to get to is Haines, and I've come a very long way to get here.
You think it'll be worth it?
Yeah, definitely, no doubt. You know, and all the raptors are great birds to photograph. And then here we've got the fantastic mountain backdrop as well. So you've got a lot of ingredients to make a really nice photograph.
He's planning to use some of the pictures he takes here in a wildlife calendar. Other people have less official plans for their eagle photos.
Making everyone else envious, they haven't been here.
Chris Clore traveled from Dallas with her twin sister, Michaela Davis, and their husbands, Duncan and Jack. They've been planning this trip for 3 years.
It sort of makes my heart beat fast. It's so pretty.
It's something that you don't see in the lower 48. You don't see all this beauty. So it's really nice. It's something different for us to see.
It's flat where we live. We have no mountains. We have no snow. We don't have no bald eagles. We don't have any of this.
This year, there seem to be fewer bald eagles because the weather has been clear and sunny and the rest of the Chilkat River isn't frozen over. But American Bald Eagle Foundation Executive Director Cheryl McRoberts says they've still counted more than 2,000 eagles along the river. This is the 20th year the foundation has held the Bald Eagle Festival.
We have people here this year from New Zealand, Africa, England.
McRoberts says 184 people registered for the festival. Throughout the week, the foundation holds eagle feedings, raptor presentations, lectures, and more. Dave Olrud is the founder of the Bald Eagle Foundation. He helped advocate for the 48,000-acre Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve that was established by the state in 1982.
Well, every creature out there has a beautiful story to tell. And the bald eagle is a classic.
Olrud says one reason people are interested in eagles is their power.
Ancient civilizations or old civilizations, what did they use to tell the story of their dominance or the power of their society? They used the eagle.
Back along the river, Dave Thiessen from Whitehorse points out a group of about 100 eagles near the water.
I think it's rare for wildlife not to be scared of us, you know? Like most animals just avoid us so much that you just catch a short glimpse, but with the eagles, you can watch them for, you know, close up for a long time. They don't care.
What many of the photographers here hope for is that perfect picture.
I got a shot yesterday that I'm just thrilled to death with. It makes the entire trip worthwhile.
James Norman is an amateur photographer and retired lawyer from Virginia. He describes the picture.
Two eagles interacting, both in the air, claws extended, separated by an inch perhaps. Nice spray of backlit water behind them. I'm thrilled to death.
Norman plans to enter the shot in photography contests. The migration of eagles and photographers to the Chilkat River will continue until the end of the salmon run, around late December. For AK, I'm Emily Files.